Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
No Tom Ackerman this week. My name's Matt Pauly filling in. I believe Tom's going to be back next week. We are going to chat with Kevin Wheeler coming up in just a moment or so. As for those of you who maybe listen to this station but don't always listen past a certain time in the day, well, Kevin and I, we host Rush Hour Sports together on every weekday basis from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So we thought we'd give you a little taste of that here, and maybe you can be tuned in for that more often during the 5 o'clock hours on weekdays. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mr. Pauly. How you doing?
I am good. It's good to talk to you on a weekend in addition to what we normally do during the week. Let's just start with this World Series even 1-1. Certainly some compelling things that have happened over these first two games. That was a fun one for Toronto in game number one, and then Yamamoto doing what he did yesterday for really a second game in a row. Just something we're not seeing right now in baseball, but it's pretty impressive.
It's pretty great, you know, and you know, Yamamoto obviously cost a lot of money, right? I mean, he was, you know, what, $300 million sight unseen coming over from Japan. And, of course, that's part of the advantage that the Dodgers have, right? Like, how many teams could risk the kind of money they spent on Yamamoto with no proof of performance? No, nobody's ever seen him in the United States. You know, nobody had to do that with Shohei Ohtani, as an example. He was, you know, still an amateur free agent when he came over. But he's unbelievable. You know, he was a little up and down his first year. Not much. I mean, just, you know, a couple injuries here and there. But, I mean, he's a legit ace, man. And, you know, to me, it proves, and I think we've talked about this, it does prove the importance of top starters in the postseason, because you can ride your bullpen, but only so much. You know, I think we're starting to learn, the more teams are doing it, Matt, that there's a tax for doing that. You know, the more hitters see relievers, and the more, you know, hitters see the specialized relievers that are set up for them, the more success they have against them. So, you know, to have a starter who can do that kind of thing once in a while really changes it up.
For people who don't remember, Yamamoto got a 12-year contract. He's not a free agent until 2036. It doesn't have to be a 12-year contract, but isn't that a good reminder, Kevin, that to be at the highest level and to compete at the highest level, you might need to start extending yourself out on some of these contracts longer than you would like to?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, unless things change dramatically in collective bargaining talks, yeah, I mean, the 12 is the new 10, although, you know, it was 12 for a guy who was 25 years old. You know, it's not going to be that for a 30-year-old, I wouldn't think. So, but the test is going to be out there with Tarek Skubal, right? I mean, you know, we got a year away, and it'll be interesting because it'll be the first off season with the new collective bargaining, assuming, you know, the season isn't wiped out or anything tragic like that. And Skubal might be the new test because he's going to be right around 30. Is he going to get 12, or is he going to get the shorter 8, 9, 10 with the higher AAV?
Yeah, it's bringing this back to the Cardinals, it's actually kind of interesting because the Cardinals have actually spoken a fair amount over the last couple of years about trying to get starters to go deeper into games. They functionally, it hasn't really happened at the big league level, but it's been at least something that they've tried. They're trying to get minor league starters to be stretched out a little bit more. This is something that's been on the Cardinals' radar, and now maybe, just maybe, we're seeing it in this year's postseason where there is going to be more value again for starting pitchers that can pitch deeper into games.
Well, you know how the copycat thing works in these leagues, right? It's not just Major League Baseball. This happens in the NFL. It happens in the NBA. It happens in hockey. You know, somebody starts to have success with something, and people try to replicate it. They try to figure out how they can do their version of it, right? So the Dodgers have been able to spend a ton of money on high-end talent pitching, you know, the guys that are big strikeout guys, but also guys with health risks, right? Snell had been up and down with injuries, and Glasnow's been hurt a lot. So, but they can take those risks. Other teams can't, which is where the balance comes in. But I think a lot of teams better get themselves ready for the risk. You know, if you're going to be signing Paul Skeens when he's a free agent, you're probably looking at 12 years because he's going to be in his mid-20s or, you know, maybe 26, 27. So you're looking at, you know, that not definitely becoming the standard for those 20-something free agents for sure.
The Toronto story and 1-1 going back to Los Angeles, but the fact that they were able to hit home runs the other night in that, what, 9-run sixth inning, they got a pinch hit grand slam. The first time that's happened in World Series history. It just goes back to prove if you want to win in the postseason, you got to have guys who can hit bombs.
You got to have the guys who hit bombs. And you know, there's been a lot of buzz about how the Blue Jays take tough at bats. Which is true. They absolutely do. They grind out at bats. They don't get greedy. They take what the pitcher gives them. And that's all great. But, you know, there have also been some really great stories the last few days, Matt, and I'm sure you've seen them, that show how, on average, almost every hitter on the Blue Jays is swinging the bat harder than they used to. They've all improved their bat speed. So, well, what allows you to compete, right? What allows you to be able to still get to the fastball and have the breaking ball or the off speed in mind? Well, the bat speed is what can make up that difference, right? If you're going to be recognizing a little later, you got to have something that makes up some of that time. And I find that to be a fascinating part of this, that, you know, people are talking about how it's an old school team because they don't just give in to the strikeout and they grind. But part of the reason they're able to do that is the new school training of how to pick up bat speed in a short amount of time.
That's Kevin Wheeler. If you enjoyed this conversation, we encourage you to be tuned in every single day during the 5 o'clock hour for Rush Hour Sports, where Kevin and I talk a lot of baseball, a few other things as well, but a lot of baseball on an every weekday basis. Kevin, thanks for taking a few moments. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, very good. That is Kevin Wheeler. Of course, he's part of the Dave Glover Show as well here on KMOX. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll wrap up with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. He joins us for his weekly conversation in just a moment here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
is out this week. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. You normally hear me hosting Sports Open Line and also Rush Hour Sports weekdays between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, but happy to be with you a little earlier in the day today, and very happy to welcome onto the show for his weekly conversation. He is the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. He is Chaim Bloom. Good morning, Chaim. How are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am good. It's good to be able to talk with you. Do you, during this time, free agency hasn't hit yet. That opens up a handful of days after the World Series. Are you able to just sit back and enjoy watching the World Series, or is it more kind of always being in work mode even when watching games?
Well, certainly right now we're in work mode with just stepping into the role and having a number of things we want to do operationally and on the staffing side. That's definitely occupying a lot of time. And frankly, throughout the industry, that really, if you're not fortunate enough to be still playing right now, if you haven't earned that privilege, then you end up really being in HR season, so to speak, regardless of where you are. I think it's a little more right now just because it's my first off season in this role. Once in a while, managed to catch a little bit of playoff baseball. Did happen to watch game two last night with my kids, who really enjoy the game. But candidly, when you're not in it, it's just kind of a motivator to get to work and try to do better.
The Toronto Blue Jays are interesting because they're a 74-win team last year. They're in the World Series this year after a fantastic regular season. I was just talking with Kevin Wheeler a moment ago, and he brought up the fact that one of the things that a lot of hitters this year for Toronto did was really improve bat speed, and that is something that's helped them out. Is that a good lesson that even at the major league level, you can do things to help players get better in an impactful way?
100%. I think it's something that the industry as a whole has gotten a lot better at over the last 5-10 years, is understanding that you can move the needle on players more than we used to think when my career started, that there are different ways to do that, even with players who may appear fully developed, and that also that development can't stop at the big leagues. If you're on a big league staff and you don't see yourself really as just the next level in this development system, then you're just passing up an opportunity to get players better. So that's certainly something that we feel. It's something I think the industry's gotten a lot better on, and it's something where we want to continue to step up our game.
This coaching staff has a lot of development and coaching background. How important is that for your organization to have that at the major league level?
I think it helps with continuity up and down. You know, in 2024, when I was doing my work analyzing our minor league system, I didn't just talk to people who are coaching in the system right now. I was able to talk to some of our big league staff who coached, managed, played, you know, in Ollie's case, all three within our system. And that was really helpful. It's good not just to get a perspective on the present, but also get a perspective on the past. And sometimes when people have been in an arena and then they step outside of it, even if they're still in the organization, but they're in a different part of the organization, just gives them good perspective on it.
We're talking with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. You talked about it when you got hired, and you just alluded to it a moment ago. From a staffing standpoint, there's stuff to do. You also talked about the process of it, and last year adding some individuals, this year adding some individuals. Can you give kind of an update on where that's at, and once everything is in place, how much more robust maybe the organization will be in terms of human capital?
Yeah, last year we were able to start revamping the player development and performance departments, which we did by adding a number of staff at the coordinator and director level, and of course the assistant GM level with SURF. That isn't done in those two departments. We're really in the process of it now, where we're going to be moving some things around and adding some people in those departments still, just to keep us on the path that we want to go down of just making sure we can serve our players and improve our players as much as possible. And we've also started to look at some other areas of the organization where we have a chance to make improvements. That's part of how I tried to spend this past year, was just get to know the rest of the organization. You know, this is really more something right now where, granted, there's always going to be some change, and there's always going to be a few people here or there that may not return, and some people that may move around, but really it's more about adding talent. And so we're in the process of doing that now. And hopefully as we get deeper into the off season, I don't know that you ever feel like you're done, but hopefully we get deeper in the off season where we reach some kind of stopping point where we can say, this is our crew for 2026 and let's roll forward. But it's exciting to have the chance to do that, exciting to get the support from ownership to do that, and just to continue on this path of having,
continuity from within the organization and people who have been here who can continue to showcase their talents and hopefully do that in new ways, and then add bright minds and new ideas from the outside.
Is there a sweet spot when it comes to a coaching staff on how many people need to be there? The individuals have been added. We see some of these coaching staffs in Major League Baseball that seemingly have too many guys. Like, how do you and Ollie go about figuring out just how many people and the roles that you want for the different individuals?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know that there's one perfect answer. You just have to find out what works for you. What's that right mix of making sure you have all the necessary support and the right voices in the room without having so many voices that people are tripping over each other or that messages get muddy? Cardinals have always been on the leaner side, and we are in growth mode, but we still want to make sure that everything we do is with a purpose, that we're not just trying to throw bodies at a problem that oftentimes doesn't help. And it just leads to waste down the road. And like I said, it can lead to mixed messages, but trying to make sure we do have the capacities that we need to be able to compete.
A few more minutes with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. St. Louis probably led the world in the last 2 weeks on people Googling Hagelin's deformities, which is what Lars Nootbaar had. It's a heel issue. There was a surgery that went along with it. And over the last week or so, there's been a lot of people trying to figure out what that's going to look like for Nootbaar long term. I know you guys are there's no set timeline at this point, but are you able to share at least a little bit on what that looks like and your hopes for Nootbaar going into next year?
Yeah, for sure. I had to Google it myself a few weeks ago. So anybody who also had to do the same, unless they're an orthopedic surgeon, probably shouldn't feel that bad. It is something where this particular type of surgery, there's not a lot you can find as far as a track record within baseball players, although there have been some before. And there is an extensive track record of this in some other sports. So it's really something that the procedure itself at this point is pretty routine for a professional athlete. The timetable is really the biggest question mark in a sense, which is why we didn't put one out. But that said, this is something ultimately we hope this actually leads to be more of a solution for some of what has plagued Newt in terms of his running speed and just not being able to move around like he used to. Certainly at the outset, you got to make sure you're coming back from this right. And we don't want to rush the process at any point. But this is something where we've seen this a lot. You see offensive linemen get it. You see baseball players get it. You see basketball players get it. And there's a pretty well-worn path of coming back. We're definitely not wanting to rush this, but certainly optimistic with it. We have not ruled out opening day for him to be ready. I think if you ask him, he'll tell you he will be. We're going to make sure he gets the requisite spring training buildup. So if it gets into the season a little bit, we're prepared for that because we don't want to rush him. But we haven't ruled out him being ready at the outset, and I think he will tell you that he can.
Are you able to speak to how much it actually impacted him this past year?
Well, we won't know till we're really on the other side of it, but it does make some sense when you think about sprint speed and his defense, regressing, and then just seeing him move around at times. He did not look like the Newt of old. And when you get into some of the irritation he was feeling, really in both heels and that Achilles being aggravated, it all kind of adds up to where this may have been more of an aggravating factor than I think anybody knew at the time. Obviously, knowing the history he has and the pride he wanted to take in going wire to wire, I think this is something he wanted to gut out, but how much it impacted him, certainly stands to reason it could have and may have made it harder to battle through some of the other things he was trying to battle through, because if your base, if your foundation is affected, it really affects you all the way up the chain.
Last thing for Chaim Bloom, since we're talking about injuries, the Brendan Donovan situation where the injury started kind of a small deal that he tried to play through, and then that moved up to the groin, and then all of a sudden that turns into sports hernia. When you and Oliver Marmol get to a point where you're talking through guys playing through injuries or guys taking a seat, what does that look like? Because there's going to be guys who want to play through things, but at the same time, there's a scenario where if you play through something small, it could turn into something larger, kind of the way it happened seemingly with Donovan.
Yeah, that's also relevant, obviously, or may have been relevant. You can't know for sure, potentially with Lars also. Something you got to bear in mind. I mean, this is a game where, obviously, it's an everyday sport. No one's 100% at the end of the season. So if you're saying, hey, someone's not 100%, they shouldn't play, you'd have nobody out there for any club because you really aren't 100% except on opening day, and sometimes even not then. It's just what the sport requires is you do play through some aches and pains. And a lot of players appropriately so take pride in doing that. If you're not available, you can't help. The question is, when does it become self-defeating? When does it actually hurt you in the long run? there's some science to that. There's also some judgment to that. I think from a front office perspective, obviously, we want to make sure we're having the right conversations, making sure the right voices are at the table to have those in the right way. And I know that that's something that even from the seat I was in this past year, I know those conversations do go on. So it's always something that everybody's talking about, and you want players to play and you want to let them play when they want to play. I think also from our seat as a front office, the deeper we can be, the more good options we can give our manager, both on the 26-man roster and within the system, then it's easier to give guys rest. Then nobody feels, including the players, like if I don't get out there, I'm really hurting the team. If you have other options to keep guys fresh, to give guys a blow from time to time, it just makes all that easier.
Chaim Bloom is the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Chaim, thank you so much for taking the time. Have a wonderful week, and we really do appreciate you spending a few moments with us.
Sounds good, Matt. Thanks, and have a great week.
All right, very good. That's Chaim Bloom joining us, Cardinals president of baseball operations. Again, I think the thing that we take away from that conversation more than anything else, because there's been a lot of social media speculation this past week about Lars Nootbaar's injury and how long he's going to be out, does not sound like it's going to threaten his upcoming season. Opening day is not off the table. It is not a guarantee for Nootbaar, but it is not off the table. It all depends on how the rehab process goes this offseason. So we'll be talking about a lot when we get to spring training here in just a few months. That's going to do it for Sports on a Sunday Morning. Thanks to Tom Ackerman for letting me come in and fill in for him. Thanks to James O'Sullivan, our producer, who did a great job. We've got NFL football on the way next. First Giants-Eagles, then Broncos-Cowboys right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.